Cuomo, along with Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, says they are sounding the alarm after reviewing the results of the January quarterly estimated tax payments. Cuomo says the collections are even worse than anticipated.
$2.3 billion as a drop at this point in revenues is as serious as a heart attack.
Comptroller DiNapoli says it's the biggest hit to the state's finances in some time.
This is the most serious revenue shock that the state has faced in many years. We can't say that enough or emphasize that enough. That $2.3 billion figure, frankly, Governor, I think could get worse before it gets better.
Cuomo blames the deficit on changes made to the federal tax code in 2017 by President Trump and the then Republican-led Congress. The code now limits the ability to deduct state and local taxes from federal income taxes. Those changes adversely affect states like New York with relatively high state and local taxes. The higher tax states are also largely Democratic, and the governor has said for months now that he believes the blue states were unfairly targeted.
What is galling about this? To me, is it all politics?
The governor concedes that other factors also led to the deficit, including the big drop in the stock market in December, which is the major factor in the lower-than-expected January estimated tax payments. The decrease could also affect the amount of money traders receive in their annual Wall Street bonuses, which the state relies on for a portion of its tax revenues. Cuomo says as a result, the spending plan he proposed just 3 weeks ago is now unsupportable. But he is not at this time proposing specific spending cuts or delays in a planned middle-class tax cut, saying he needs to consult with the legislature first. Many Democrats in the legislature, including several newly elected state senators, favor imposing new, higher tax brackets for New York's richest residents as a means to pay for new programs. The state already imposes an income tax surcharge on New Yorkers who make more than $1 million a year. Cuomo warns against adding additional tax tiers to the wealthy.
We have the second highest millionaire's tax in the United States of America. And you have some people saying we should be number one. Raise taxes even more. This is the flip side. Tax the rich, the rich leave. And now what do you do?
The governor says he has heard that some wealthy New Yorkers might be moving their permanent residence to a different state, but at this point he has no hard numbers. Members of the legislature say they are not yet as worried about the potential gap as the governor and the comptroller are. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie agrees that the changes to the federal tax code have hurt New York, but he says it's too early to tell how disruptive the effect might be.
I think it's still a little too early to determine what we can and can't do. Like I said, I still want to see what this is. Is this just a blip? Is it just a delay? And I think when we find out what's the real cause behind the reductions in revenues, then I think we can make a more formative opinion on where we go from here.
Democrats in the legislature have said they favor spending more money on education and other programs, and the speaker says Assembly Democrats continue to believe the state can afford the additional spending.
The Assembly's priorities are always going to continue to be trying to get resources to our communities, particularly education and health care. Those commitments will never change.
Some economists are predicting that a national recession may be beginning, but the governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, disagrees. But Mujica says while his analysts are not forecasting a recession, they do believe, based on the new numbers, that the state is in the midst of an economic slowdown. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.